From Washington, this is VOA News. International donors pledge billions for rebuilding Gaza. Kurds holding off Islamic State advance in Kobani. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The war-torn Gaza Strip is getting help to rebuild. An international donors conference is promising $5.4 billion in aid. Among the biggest donors is Qatar, pledging $1 billion. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Cairo, as VOA's Scott Stearns reports.
Secretary Kerry came to this donor conference pledging another $212 million to help Palestinian authorities rebuild parts of Gaza, where thousands of civilians are still without shelter. But the broader message here is about solving the underlying causes of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
In the end, the underlying causes of discontent and suspicion and anger that exist in Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza can only be eliminated by resolving the conflict itself.
Scott Stearns, VOA News, Cairo.
Much of the Gaza was leveled during 50 days of fighting between Hamas and Israel last July and August. Medical workers in Liberia are set to go on strike over a pay dispute, a move that could deliver a serious blow to the fight against the deadly Ebola virus. Thousands of members of Liberia's National Health Workers Association say they will not report for work on Monday unless they receive a substantial increase in hazard pay. Meanwhile, President Barack Obama is calling for immediate steps to ensure the U.S. medical system is ready to follow the proper protocol for treating Ebola patients. Mr. Obama ordered the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to quickly investigate how a nurse at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital contracted the virus. This is VOA News. At least 10 people have been killed by a car bomb outside a hotel and cafe in the Somali capital Mogadishu. Authorities are blaming the blast on the terrorist group Al-Shabaab. There was more violence in Iraq Sunday, with at least 50 members of Kurdish security forces killed in three suicide car bomb attacks, and a police chief killed by a roadside bomb in Anbar province. The militant Islamic State group claimed responsibility. Kurdish fighters are holding off the advance of Islamic State militants in Kobani, Syria, but heavy fighting is continuing for control of the city near the Turkey border. The U.S. military command says its fighter jets, along with those from Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, conducted three airstrikes Saturday and Sunday in Kobani, destroying one of the insurgents' fighting positions and a staging area. U.N. officials in the region have warned that as many as 12,000 Kurds, including hundreds of elderly people in the city's center, will most likely be massacred if Kobani fails. Hong Kong's leader is expressing defiance in the weeks-long standoff with student protesters over democratic reforms in the Chinese territory. Chief Executive Leung Chun-ying says he will not step down, a key demand of student protesters, and that the movement has spun out of control and could not last much longer. Leung says there is zero chance China will change its decision to have a pro-Beijing committee approve candidates for the territory's 2017 chief executive election. Typhoon Vangfang weakened to a tropical storm Sunday after racing northeast over mainland Japan and injuring more than 30. Flight and train disruptions are expected to continue through Tuesday as heavy winds and rains from the typhoon reach Osaka and Tokyo. At least 6 people were killed as a powerful cyclone slammed into India's eastern coast Sunday. More than 350,000 people living along the coast have been evacuated because of Cyclone Hudhud. Anjana Pasricha has more.
The impact of the severe cyclone was first felt in Vishakhapatnam, a major naval base in Andhra Pradesh state and in surrounding villages, as winds packing speeds of nearly 195 kilometers per hour uprooted trees and billboards, snapped power cables, and led to the suspension of air, bus, and train services. Several deaths were blamed on a wall collapse and falling trees. Ironically named after a dainty bird, the cyclone, classified as severe, struck a year after another powerful storm hit the region. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
In a letter to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Pakistan says Indian fire across a disputed border killed 12 civilians and wounded 61. Last month in Punjab, violating a 2003 ceasefire.
That's the latest world news from VOA.